The civil war in Yemen has become a war on children. That's according to UNICEF, one of the country's key aid providers. The war there is between the government, backed by Saudi Arabia, and rebels, backed by Iran. The UN says the war in Yemen is the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. It's calling for a ceasefire and warns that hundreds of thousands of children are starving. NPR's Michaeline Duclef has this report, and we should warn listeners that some descriptions in her story are graphic.
2 weeks ago, Gert Capilera, director of Middle Eastern Operations for UNICEF, visited a major hospital in Hodeidah, the city at the epicenter of Yemen's war. When he entered the children's ward, his heart broke. On bed after bed were tiny emaciated bodies laying almost perfectly still. 25 children were on the brink of death from starvation. One 10-year-old boy weighed just 22 pounds.
Numbers of malnourished children that I have seen in the hospital, it is just shocking.
Capilera was so stunned by the children's condition that he asked one of the moms, why did she wait so long to come to the hospital with her child?
The answer was very simple.
Capilera said the mom had an unthinkable choice to make, to figure out what was riskier for her child.
Going to the hospital and crossing the front lines, or let her child suffer at home. Just imagine what that means for a mother, what that means for a father to have to make these impossible discussions.
Discussions that hundreds of thousands of families are making right now in Yemen.
Yemen has become hell on earth for millions of children. Today, every single boy, every single girl in Yemen is facing extremely dire needs.
Every 10 minutes, a child dies in Yemen. 400,000 children are starving. Another 1.5 million are acutely malnourished and depend on aid to survive. Now Capilera says that aid, the food, the medicine, is in jeopardy. The day after Capilera left the hospital, the Saudi-backed coalition restarted a major assault on the rebel-held city of Hodeidah, around the hospital.
Every day we hear of more people bombed in their homes, on buses, schools, attacks on hospitals.
That's Suze Van Meegen with the Norwegian Refugee Council, which helps families fleeing violence. Van Meegen says the problem is that the city of Hodeidah is a lifeline for humanitarian aid in Yemen, a lifeline for the children. It contains a port on the Red Sea, and 85% of the country's food passes through this port.
Yemen has a population of close to 30 million people. More than two-thirds rely on goods coming through that port.
So if the port is destroyed or blocked, it will be absolutely catastrophic.
A population of close to 12 million who are already close to famine, it will push them completely over the brink, and we're looking at death on a very, very large scale.
For this reason, the UN, UNICEF, the World Health Organization, Doctors Without Borders, and numerous other humanitarian organizations are calling for an immediate ceasefire.
Not next week, not in 3 weeks. We need to see everybody lay down their weapons and come back to the table to look for a real solution, not a violent one.
The Trump administration echoed that sentiment recently. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrote in a statement that peace talks must begin this month. At the same time, the U.S. continues to sell billions of dollars in weapons to the Saudis. And until it stopped last week, the U.S. was helping to refuel Saudi planes used in Yemen's war. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.